Shanghai has been under COVID lockdown for weeks, and residents in the Chinese capital, Beijing, fear they could be next. Cases are spreading, and the city's most populous district has begun three rounds of testing for all 3.6 million residents. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Hundreds of masked people in line, a loudspeaker blaring, show your ID, stand a meter apart. It's a COVID testing line outside my Beijing apartment. Familiar scenes like this are repeating themselves across Chaoyang District, Beijing's largest, because all residents need to get three tests by the end of this week. That directive has been widely interpreted as the prelude to a city-wide lockdown a la Shanghai. There, authorities first mandated mass testing, then shut residents in their apartments for going on 4 weeks, hence the lockdown fears in Beijing. Those fears prompted long lines throughout the day outside supermarkets. People are hoarding food in case they're stuck at home and dependent on government deliveries for sustenance. Miss Ying was one of the shoppers hauling bags of food back home. She didn't want to give her full name due to political sensitivities around talking about China's COVID policy. She says she bought oil and flour because she wants to be able to make her own noodles in quarantine. She also bought just 1 week's worth of root vegetables. It's important not to panic, she says. But Beijing is preparing for extreme contingencies. To the north of the city is a state isolation ward with 1,000 beds for any positive cases or close contacts, which the government adapted from an old SARS treatment facility. And Beijing is now building more. A lone worker plays his squeaky erhu, a stringed instrument, outside Beijing's Chongping Sports Stadium. Posters pasted outside the locked doors say it will soon be turned into a second isolation ward. The stadium is a backup, says an employee nearby, in case Beijing's existing isolation wards overflow. A Beijing lockdown would be disastrous, economically and politically. But with more infectious variants in the mix and a mandate to bring daily case counts to zero, a lockdown is the only option left right now in Beijing's toolkit. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.